This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, February 28th. Congressional leaders have struck a deal to stop the government from shutting down ahead of Friday night's deadline. That's according to a GOP leadership aide who tells CNN that the leaders reached an agreement on some of the appropriations bills and a short-term stopgap measure that would extend government funding ahead of a Friday night deadline. The agreement would continue to extend funding to six agencies through March 8th. And extend the deadline for six other agencies through March 22nd, while negotiators work on a broader agreement to fully fund the government through the end of the fiscal year in September. The House plans to vote on the stopgap measure tomorrow. Several wildfires are burning across parts of the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma, but the Smokehouse Creek Fire in Texas is the largest of them all, forcing many residents to evacuate. Texas A&M Forest Service says the fire has scorched nearly 1 million acres. And is only 3% contained as of this afternoon. The extent of the damage from the fires is still being assessed, but homes have burned in Oklahoma and at least two Texas towns. Senator Mitch McConnell is marking the end of an era on Capitol Hill.
I always imagined a moment when I had total clarity and peace about the sunset of my work, a moment when I'm certain I have helped preserve the ideals I so strongly believe. That day arrived today.
The Senate Minority Leader announced on the floor today that he's stepping down as the GOP Chamber's leader in November, but he'll remain in the Senate. McConnell said he made the decision after the death of his sister-in-law earlier this month. The 82-year-old Kentucky Republican became the longest-serving Senate party leader in history last year. McConnell has encountered a string of health incidents over the past year. And the news comes as a White House physician says President Joe Biden, quote, continues to be fit for duty following his routine physical. Biden, who at 81 is the oldest president to have held office, has faced persistent questions over his age and stamina as he runs for re-election. But in a memo, the doctor added that there are, quote, no new concerns, and that Biden, quote, fully executes all of his responsibilities without any exemptions or modifications. An appeals court judge has ruled former President Donald Trump has to come up with the full bond amount he was ordered to pay in his civil fraud trial. Trump had requested to delay his obligation to post the $454 million until a full appellate panel heard his motion against enforcing the judgment. The judge lifted the ban on Trump's ability to obtain loans from a New York bank, which could allow him to access the equity in his assets to back the full bond amount. Meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear Trump's appeal for presidential immunity in a federal election subversion case, which will further delay his trial. Trump appealed to the Supreme Court after a D.C. Circuit Court rejected his claims earlier this month. SCOTUS agreed to expedite the case and will hear arguments the week of April 22nd. Up next, amazing new images of the Lunar Lander from the Lunar Lander.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. Officials from NASA and Intuitive Machines have released new images from the lunar lander Odysseus, just hours before it's expected to power down. The craft captured the images of itself just after it landed on the lunar surface, the first time a U.S.-made lander has set down on the moon since the Apollo missions. CNN's Kristen Fisher says Odysseus will soon stop transmitting data.
But the company Intuitive Machines says they are just putting it to sleep for a little bit. They're going to try to wake it back up in 2 to 3 weeks once the sun comes back around. They believe this was an overwhelming success. All the payloads, sending back data, communicating. We now have these images.
That's all for now. For a lighter look at the world, be sure to check out the debut of our new show, 5 Good Things, dropping this Saturday wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.